Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Bart, did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, it was good, man. My daughter wrote me something very heartfelt. And then that's nice. That made me feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the princess writing, you know, elaborate and explain her feelings. What about you? Did you have a – man, it was like two for one, man.
Three for one.
And it was Juneteenth.
And it was Juneteenth.
Like, yo, man, like, yo, you cannot put that many celebrations in one day.
It was a lot.
You need to spare that out. Normally, you wouldn't have to work 3 or 4 days for that. You shouldn't have came – we shouldn't have saw you for at least 3 days. Birthday, Juneteenth, Father's Day.
I find it interesting that
this is – I'll let you for the draft.
Today is a day, though, it is observed. Juneteenth is observed. And yet, you're here.
Why do black people?
Stephen A. P.K. Subban is on First Take. Kendrick Perkins.
Yo.
Like, I kind of feel a certain way about this. Yeah. Like, I just saw Jalen Rose. Like, I'm looking at David Jacoby. Like, shouldn't we be the ones working?
Yeah, man.
Today? What's going on?
What's
here?
Up with that, man?
But still.
Remember, I was the only one who worked on Martin Luther King's birthday?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But
damn, I'm looking for some extra vacation days.
But still, yes. But it's always good to be together. We love, obviously, being together with you. And so be part of the conversation at Barton on 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But without further ado, we got a lot to get to today. It was a busy weekend, and something happened. I don't want to say breaking news, but a report that came out this morning during the show caught my attention. And now that we are in the NBA offseason, this is where, you know, this is the stupid season now. This is where stuff comes out. And it's always the same kind of thing where you start dragging teams into the reports and leverage and all that. So let me just get to the details, and we'll get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So a report by The Athletic, now nothing confirmed by our own people at ESPN. This is strictly from The Athletic, saying that according to sources that Kyrie Irving and the Nets are at an impasse in conversations about his future in Brooklyn. And it goes on to say that it clears the way for him to consider the open market. Lakers and, wait for it, Knicks expected to emerge among potential suitors.
I love Shams, but come on, son. That makes no sense.
I'm going to go with a hell to the no, if I could, on that one, please.
Not only have they...
Like, this is one of those where I think the best response...
Probably not.
You know what I mean? Let's just go with that. Can we go with it? Does Aaron Boone think of this?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
I feel you, Boney.
All right.
It's like crazy, crazy world. Like, come on. Like, even the person that leaked that can't believe that. Well, that makes no sense.
Ian Begley used to work for ESPN, now at SNY in New York, who covers the Knicks and knows a lot of stuff and is well-connected. He posted a video himself, and he worded it this way. Sources around Kyrie Irving have seen the Knicks as a potential destination should he leave the Nets.
What makes you think that he can choose?
That's where we begin, though. So it's now we know it's that end. Because I can tell you with full certainty, there's not a single member of the New York Knicks organization that would ever put out any type of inclination that they would be open to signing Kyrie. And let's begin with, they don't have cap space.
Right.
Right? For the first time in a couple of years. They don't have cap space. They would probably not be willing to give up any kind of assets in a sign and trade and give them to the Nets. Let's agree with that. Okay,
there's another. Let's make them better.
Do you think that Kyrie Irving, knowing everything we've learned about him over the years, would have any interest in playing in the crucible that is the Madison Square Garden Mecca and its fans if you just look at Exhibit A, Julius Randle? Would he have any interest in that? No. Would he be interested in playing for a coach like Tom Thibodeau, who is demanding, wants you to play a lot, wants you to be available, expects you to play defense, be accountable? No. He didn't want Kenny Atkinson as his coach. Why would he? So putting all of that into a pot and stirring it up, I come up with, it's going to be BS.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why don't the Knicks have Kevin Durant?
If I were the Athletic.
Delete that.
Yeah. Why don't the Knicks have Kevin Durant? Oh, that would be because Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I would be bitter to end that you could have got the unicorn here and what the garden would have been like with Kevin Durant, who would have followed Kyrie to the Mecca.
Listen, Kyrie made it clear he wanted to play.
They're
for
not
the
cool because we're not cool.
But that's what KD said. But if now all of a sudden you're not going to get the money and the guarantees you want, oh, well, let's go to those suckers then at the Garden because they'll be suckers enough to want. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Now, the Laker thing, because of LeBron.
How? If the Knicks don't have, if the Knicks don't have cap space, how the hell?
I can tell you how. There is a way.
Please elaborate.
There is a way. But first, before we do that, though, let's hear from Kendrick Perkins, who said that Kyrie's not really the one to watch when it comes to his contract situation in the Nets. Because there's someone else to keep an eye on.
The Brooklyn Nets better not lose Kyrie Irving. I'm telling you this right now. They better find a way to get the deal done and find a way to keep Kyrie Irving. Because I'm going to tell you something. A brother that's probably not happy right now is Kevin Durant. And it's not that he's pissed off with Kyrie Irving. He's pissed off with the Brooklyn Nets. I'm telling you this right now, Stephen A. If I'm KD and the Brooklyn Nets don't get this deal done with Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie Irving leaves the Brooklyn Nets to sign with somebody else, like the Lakers and LeBron James, if I'm Kevin Durant, I want out. And I want out fast. I'm getting the hell up out of Brooklyn.
Please. Listen, I respect Kendrick.
You have a problem
with
that?
I respect Kendrick.
I think there's
Perkins.
A lot to that.
Please. Like, at some point, when is Kevin Durant going to become his own man? Because guess what? He probably could have had a championship last year if Kyrie wouldn't have pulled those shenanigans and more loyal to those people who he felt like he was defending than a guy that decided to uproot his legacy and a joint at the hit with you. It already cost him it cost him Harden, right? And now like it cost him an opportunity of his legacy. Now he has to listen to all this chatter. About, could you imagine now with what happened with Golden State winning without him? Like, he took all these strays for no reason, and now, like, he's going to leave and demand that he gets out? He's not getting any younger.
He already signed an extension, he's locked up.
Without Kyrie and a healthy Ben Simmons, this team is a team that can contend. Like, I'm not about to say, at what point do you get upset with Kyrie Irving for all this BS that he's putting
him
through?
I think that's a story.
And if the Nets aren't signing him, what is it? Because they said they wanted guarantees that he was going to be available, that he was going to play.
They made that clear.
Right. So if you're not going to do that, how can Kevin Durant in turn side with Kyrie if he's not going to give guarantees? Because he's not giving guarantees to you either.
I don't think KD's frustration is about Brooklyn not giving him the money or the contract. I think his frustration is, I came here, you told me this is the place we're going to go and we're going to do all this stuff. We got James. James now can't stand you, so to the point that he wanted out. Now he's playing for a rival of ours in our division. And I got another guy now that came in here that he don't even want to play.
Yeah.
And now you're going to leave? You're going to leave me here?
Right.
Like, what Perk is saying is not necessarily that KD would be mad because Kyrie's not signed. He'd be annoyed that I came here for this and it's been a disaster, right? And this only now adds to it. This is, by the way, understand what this is, everybody. Leverage play.
Shakedown.
It is still weeks before we have to worry about anything. You get to June 30th and now it's real because then it goes on the open market. Yeah. But as I said, look at who has cap space this offseason. Not a lot of people.
Right.
So his best play would be the Lakers.
How?
Because they have Russell Westbrook. Also, LeBron they have had a bit of a cooling out between the two.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, do it over again and all that stuff. But Kyrie has admitted that he was young and didn't understand. Westbrook's contract can work.
How?
You'd have to get another team involved. The Nets certainly wouldn't want Westbrook because KD didn't want to play with Westbrook.
Who the hell is taking the Brody?
What are you giving me to take him?
What do you have? You'll have a first round draft pick to 2050.
I'm talking
Star Trek and beyond.
I'm talking about the Nets. What are you giving me? And I'll take Russell, so you don't have to take Westbrook. You will Kyrie sign and trade. I'll take Russ, but you got to give me some. The Nets have to give me something to take Russ.
The Nets have to give me
yes.
Something.
I'll solve your problem, but you got to give me something.
I'm assuming that the Nets are doing this because they're trying to win a championship.
Where, I know.
How does that go?
It's not easy.
Where does that go?
It doesn't go anywhere. That's why I think Kyrie is stuck. See, in the end, there's a player right now who is acting like he's got leverage. Once again, Ian Begley said sources close to Kyrie's side. So this is all from him. This is not a Nets putting it out there.
Yeah.
This is not a Knicks putting it out there. This is not the Lakers putting it out there. This is off the player who thinks he's got leverage. And I'm here to tell you, he doesn't. So the idea that they're in an impasse, which means the Nets are telling him, we're giving you a very protected deal that saves us from you.
Right.
And you're going to have to take it. And he's saying, hell no, I'm not signing that
okay.
unless it's a fully guaranteed what I'm worth. And the Nets are saying, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So now, okay, well, we're going to go public and we're going to tell you that there's other teams that would want me and you're going to lose me for nothing. And one of those teams doesn't
Knicks.
Have any cap space.
It's the Knicks.
And the other team has no way to get you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So where the whole thing is a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
It's superficial. It shows you how out of touch he is and his side is about his value and who wants him.
His world is flat. I don't know why you're surprised.
I'm telling you right now.
His world is flat.
There's no leverage for him. None. He's trying to manufacture it through the media. And I can't stand when somebody who covers the league like this guy does for The Athletic doesn't stop for a minute and think, yeah, there's no way that
I'm not
happen.
Reporting that. Yeah, I'm not.
Like, I'm not saying that. Like, I'm not saying that without first checking. Like, you guys in on Kyrie? Because I can tell you make that one call. It's like, yeah, you could say we are just to screw the Nets, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, like this is superficial. It's made up. So that's where you are. But that's the offseason in the NBA, everybody. That's the offseason. If you don't, like here. Just listen for a chance to Stephen A. Smith about just Kyrie and the idea that he has some kind of leverage. That if he doesn't get what he wants from the Nets, there's other teams like the two biggest markets in the world that want him.
Let me get this straight. An impasse. This is a guy that missed 127 games over the last three seasons. And he thinks that he deserves a 4-year extension, fully loaded, on top of the $36.5 million he's expected, or obviously he can opt in and he's scheduled to make for this upcoming season. I mean, what nerve? What nerve? What goal? And listen, talk about delusional. I mean, that's this dude. That's Kyrie Irving.
It's coming from that side, everybody. Bart, I'm telling you, it's amazing. But here's what I want to know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because like I tweeted this morning when I saw this, I just first said nope, and then I explained. I tried to be as calm as I could at the start of the show. There's just there's obvious reasons why. A, the Knicks don't have cap space. Neither do the Lakers. B, there is no way the Knicks would want to do a sign and trade and give any assets to the Nets in that type of a deal. No chance. Two. Three. Kyrie Irving has already proven that he doesn't like playing in a crucible-like situation. Look it up, crucible. It just means like, you know, you're in the oven. It's hot.
Mm.
In the Garden, where fans got after Julius Randle.
Yeah.
After a glorious season that he had. So, like, look the way he was treated.
You guys don't deserve me.
Right?
I'm going to take my service.
Cockroaches, don't forget. Yeah. Cockroaches.
Yeah. Until you guys realize that I'm the Messiah.
And then four, Tom Thibodeau. What do you think? They're going to fire Tom Thibodeau to sign you? They're going to fire Tom Thibodeau to sign your ass. That's what you're – so all those – there's your – I gave you the four reasons why this ain't going down. So, again, you saw the tweet. And there's only one thing to do. Delete that. But I want to know. Because after I wrote what I wrote on Twitter, I did have some Knicks fans, Bart, who actually said to me, if he really wants to come. I mean, if he wants to be it. You know, we need a point guard. You know, he is good. How many of you are willing to sell your damn soul for this? Because I can tell you. I ain't the one. Not me.
What do you have to give up to get him?
Nothing. You wouldn't have to. No. You ain't giving up anything to do that.
Come up for a sign and trade.
Just in a dream world, in the metaverse.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could do this, would you? If you're a Lakers fan, if you could do this, would you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It is the offseason in the NBA. This is where things get a little stupid. It gets a little crazy. Things do happen. We got a lot more to get to. We do have your calls coming up. The Warriors celebrating their title today. A little parade going on. How can they extend their dynasty? I will explain as well. We'll get to that, your calls. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverages, and speeds may vary.
The Golden State Warriors back on top of the NBA once more.
You never take this for granted because you never know when you're going to be back here. And to get back here and get it done means the world.
So the dynasty was over. I went through some things, tore everything, and I'm still here.
Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby. It's what we do.
Still standing. I'm still standing.
Warriors are the champs. They celebrate their championship in the Bay today. Will we hear from anybody? Sounds like we will not.
Meh.
Draymond Green saying that they're not letting players talk today. Wow. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Have they said too much?
Well, I mean.
I mean, they setting fires. They talking about you don't want the smoke. They've been setting fires everywhere. Poor Ja.
It's been like great. We already have a Christmas Day game already planned, apparently.
Like, Ja, you can't. Like, and if you win the Christmas game, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You won a regular season game.
Nobody cares.
Like, Ja's all in his feelings. Like, I got real estate.
Real triggered, didn't they?
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
Coming after Jaren Jackson like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he went after Kuminga that? Yeah. Like, it's.
Yeah, we sold your real estate to Boston.
Hey, but still, coming up, though, I do have a theory, though. A lot of people are talking about whether or not the Warriors can win another one. Steph Curry and the Warriors can win another one since this group is not going anywhere and Steph looks the way he looks. Can they win another title? I was thinking about all weekend, Bart. I got a theory on how they can.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen the way I say it's got to happen, they won't.
Yeah.
And it's something we have seen before. So we'll discuss that. We got some calls on the Kyrie stuff at 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's grab a few right now. Let's go to Tom in Illinois to start us off. What's up, Tom?
Yo, good morning, fellas. Hey, I love your show. Love you in this time slot. Thanks for making my day so passable and enjoyable.
Thanks for listening.
And I heard you guys talking about Kyrie, and you know, I have a long, painful history of Kyrie being a Duke fan in his time at Duke. So nothing he ever does.
But his
make
five
a lot
games
sense,
at Duke,
you know. Yeah, well, you know, it was an ankle or it was a toe or, yeah. You know, the world's flat. There's all kinds of things with him.
Right.
So is it hard to maybe conceptualize the fact that maybe he's just going to walk when his contract ends and maybe he takes a one-year deal with someone that'll take him on a discount just to get his price back up there? Like you said, he's had missed 100-some games in the last three seasons.
No, he wants every dime, man. He wants every dime. He's got a $36 million player option, and he's no way he's walking away from that to take less money, Tom. It's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, which was amazing why he continued to get fined and eat that money up. Like,
remember, Nike's going to walk away from him too. The reports were so
Nike's,
that's a lot
Nike's
of money
had
out of
and that was a popular shoe for them.
That's right.
People love those.
People love
those
that shoe. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's this. Just know what's going on with him. I don't imagine he's just leaving money on the table. Steven's in Jersey. What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First off, I want to start off on a positive note. I love y'all. Happy Juneteenth to everyone out here. And now if. I'm tired of the Knicks getting disrespected because this is all a troll thing. Don't nickname with Kyrie. We're not doing that. But if they even remotely even played with it, like trying to bring him over here, I will stop watching basketball. Until James Dolan and everybody over there has been stopped, I will stop watching basketball. That's like literally cutting your nose to spite your face. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all get the rest of it. Y'all have a great day. Stay positive. Much love.
Thank you, Steve.
I think he echoes the sentiments of every New York fan. They've been so disrespectful.
I've seen some say that they would do it.
No, I mean, how?
Hold your nose, you know what I mean? Like, just do it.
Nah, man. At what cost? Like, what team are you going to have? Right? That's the thing. You make a move like that, that's almost like the Carmelo trade. Like, you end up with nothing.
No.
What I'm saying is, what are you giving up? You got
to
give up
Carmelo,
assets.
Carmelo, like, wanted to play all the time.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, Carmelo emptied the cover.
You're not giving up a lot. You're not. You're essentially just the only way you can create cap space is to do a sign and trade. You'd have to give them something to create the cap space
for
you.
They're going to take Fournier.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
give us Fournier.
But
yeah, we're better.
But that's such an uncomfortable deal to
make.
Yeah,
we're better. Like, you got nothing to give us.
Let's continue. We got Wayne in New York. Wayne, I can't hit four, guys. Do hit four for me. Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Happy belated Father's Day.
Likewise. Thank you.
Listen, Alan, you have hit every note that was coming out of my mouth. There is no way that the Knicks are going to be interested. This is a troll issue just to get the Knicks involved. My prediction is Kyrie's going to end up with the Lakers. Either Kyrie or Bradley Beal is going to end up with the Lakers. Mm. I don't know why the NBA is so enthralled about having the Lakers become a very competitive team.
Well, LeBron,
I just can't understand it.
LeBron sells, Wayne. Thanks for the call. I will say this. Bradley Beal's another name to watch. There's a lot of headlines to watch this offseason.
But
that's not – the Kyrie Laker thing is way more likely because they have Westbrook as an expiring contract that you can move to someone who might be willing to take it. It would be complicated, but you got to figure it out.
The Lakers don't give you a 20-30 first round draft pick unprotected. They ain't got no picks.
I don't know.
They can't
Something's
even trade picks,
happen.
Right?
No.
Aren't they past the point where you can't even?
They've got a pick for a couple of years ahead that they would be able to trade, but they've got to figure out something if they want to get them. But remember, LeBron has talked kindly about him. Kyrie has talked kindly about LeBron. I always say with the smoke, there's fire. But the idea about the Knicks being involved in this is hilarious to me. It's not even like to me maddening or confusing. It's hilarious to me. We got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because I know there's got to be somebody out there that would do it. Would you do it? Because just for fun. Like, and also, as I mentioned, what it will take for the Warriors to extend their dynasty, it's one simple piece, but it's very difficult. It doesn't happen often, but when it happens, you can extend dynasties. I will explain coming up next. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll grab those in a second. Have to laugh because while this Kyrie Irving story has emerged,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Involving the Knicks and the Lakers as places he feels like would be interested in signing him if he can't get a deal with the Nets that he likes. And I've just completely thrown cold water on that from a Knicks perspective. There's also the draft, which is Thursday night. And how funny is it at the exact same time, Jaden Ivey, who is expected to go fourth in the draft.
My God, why if everybody wants to move up, why the hell is they're sitting at four to get him? Why wouldn't somebody move up to get him?
Well, that's what we're waiting for. The draft, by the way, Thursday night, June 23rd, as you know, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, ABC. Also on ESPN Radio, yours truly will be part of the coverage.
Yours truly, baby.
But what I love is that the Knicks reporters are saying that Jaden Ivey is talking about the Knicks like that's where he wants to go. I'm getting Steph Curry vibes here, and I don't like it.
Do you want
Jaden Ivey from Purdue, who's a point guard, who really fits everything that they could need, put him right next to R.J. Barrett. There's your backcourt for 10 years. He is saying the Knicks are a great organization. He is saying that there's situations that he sees that he could end up in New York.
Yeah.
The Knicks have to trade up, of course, and there's interest, obviously, in them to do that.
At all costs.
Hasn't had contact with the Kings, who have the fourth pick. Hasn't worked out for the Kings, who have the fourth pick. And has said, if the Kings draft him, he's like, there's worse things that could happen.
Not really.
So you have that going on, and then you have this Kyrie stuff going on. And I'm also getting, and I told you, there's always someone. So there's an Everything Knicks Twitter handle.
About the Texas dad.
Who said, we should get his dad.
Texas right
get
now,
his dad.
Get on the show.
It said that he listened to offers for Kyrie. He said, have a discussion. Assuming he does want to play here, you have to have the discussion. You can't ignore one of the most skilled players in the league if he's interested. Makes perfect sense.
No.
And I'm like,
you're not using
you him. You are talking about.
How is he interested?
That's what I mean. You're talking about it in a way. Like, as if he's not what we had. He's been in the last 3 years, which is a guy that's not interested in playing, which is a guy that definitely doesn't like intensity from coaching and who doesn't like criticism and
from the media,
the way the fans and media will cover you when you're playing in L.A. with the Lakers or New York with the Knicks. It's the way it goes. It's different in Brooklyn. I'm telling you, that team is not covered the same.
We barely even talk about that.
I mean, think about it. Sue Bird last night hit a big shot to beat the Liberty.
Bing bong.
And she says that walking off, saying, I know the Brooklyn fans won't like this, but Sue Bird wanted to let the world know. Sue Bird from Long Island.
Bing bong.
Just saying. She's one of us, everybody. Didn't know that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with the calls. Let's go to Edwin in New York. I can't hit five. Guys, hit five for me. It's phone, man.
Hey, guys. Happy belated Father's Day. And I want to send my thoughts and prayers out to everyone that was by the barbecue situation last night. And we lost a fairly young player in Darius Lee coming out of HBU University. It was a sad situation. Just hearing that, I just wish that New York and ESPN
Houston Baptist
could try to
University?
Get together and do something for the youth, whether it's for summer, 5-on-5, 3-on-3, maybe the Seaport. We could try to get these kids together, and do something. Because, Allen, we're the Mecca of sports. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I appreciate you bringing that up. Darius Lee plays at Houston Baptist, or played at Houston Baptist. Yeah. It was the big shoot. Yeah. It was a big shooting in Harlem. And
the gun,
he was
the gun violence in
21
the city
years old.
Crazy. The gun violence in the city.
21 years
crazy,
old. I appreciate you bringing that up, Edwin. Thank you.
No problem. And real quick, guys, if we can get Taylor Horton to facilitate a trade out of that, that'll be beautiful.
I'm just saying.
And, as far as the as far as the dynasty, when it comes to the Warriors situation, I want to ask you guys real quick.
Yeah.
Do you think they surpassed the Spurs? I hang up and listen, guys. Great. God bless and stay safe.
Thank you, Edwin. Another great point.
I think
that's where
right
I was
there.
Going.
I think they're right there.
I will, and we can continue this obviously in a few minutes. But just the point I was going to make on the Warriors is if they're going to get another ring, Because everybody's, you know, oh, they're going to win. They're going to be champs next year. They're the favorites right now by Vegas. But as I took the weekend to think about it and looking through everything, this is how it happens. Somebody's got to be Kawhi Leonard for the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard extended the Spurs dynasty.
Yeah.
Because he gave Tony Parker and Tim Duncan a little extra life, a little extra time, because he emerged as such an important player. Can it be Wiggins? Can it be Kuminga?
Kuminga for me.
Like,
because I feel like Wiggins is already part of the core. He's part of the core three.
But can he emerge as the guy so that Steph Curry doesn't have to average 30 a night and bring it every night? Because this year, that ring meant the world to him.
Yeah.
Because of everything that it meant. It kind of sealed his legacy as a superstar. Sealed it. The saying, it's hard to eat when you're full.
Yeah.
But you're asking them now to come back and try to do it again?
Here's why I think they can. Because Klay wasn't even close to who he can be.
That's fair.
And then when you look at Klay, he's only 32 years old. So it's not like he's an older player like when Kobe tore his Achilles late in his career and he's like, well, this is what he's going to be. He can get back to that elite lateral movement. He can learn how to compensate, learn how he has to play.
You understand? What you're trying to do is take the pressure, though, off of the older guys. Steph Curry's 34 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying to take the pressure off those guys so they don't have to carry it for all that time. So that's why I feel like if it's going to happen, it happens the way it did for the Spurs. A Kawhi Leonard emerges and allows those older guys. It's what LeBron wants Anthony Davis to do for him.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing.
Who's
it going to be? Wiggins, Kuminga, who's it going to be? Could it be Jordan Poole? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Sorry, Bob, but we gotta get the break here. But we got your calls coming up. We certainly will get to them. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Again, your call's coming up. We got more to get to, including Bart making content for everybody over the past couple of days.
You're welcome.
We have to revisit something he said that everybody actually agrees with him about. All that and more. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's grab some more calls here, Bart Scott.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
Can I shout out Juice right quick?
Yeah.
OJ Bergance, man, what's up, baby? I appreciate the love. He says he's watching me on Hulu.
On Hulu.
That's my guy. Listen, he's the only reason I went back. He's the only reason I went back to get my degree. He was the head of player personnel there with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, everybody that knows, you know, he's been battling Lou Gehrig's disease for probably like 12 years now.
Wow.
He's an inspiration. He was the inspiration behind the Super Bowl. People thought they were trying to win it for Ray. No, everybody was trying to win the Super Bowl for OJ, and they were able to accomplish that in 2012. So thanks for listening, Juice. Thanks for the text message. You're always an inspiration to me.
Love it. Love that we hear during the shows, too, that he's watching, and hopefully we're entertaining along the way. We continue with the calls. Let's see. Joey's in Detroit on Kyrie. Joey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's good?
Hey, I'd like to see Kyrie go to the Lakers because, like, it's really addition by subtraction. Like, without Westbrook there, you really can't get no worse. And then I'd love to see Kyle and Bron go up against the Warriors again because I was 16 in 2016, and that's when I got into basketball. Like, was watching them go crazy, you feel me?
Yeah, if you did that right, if you have where the Lakers with LeBron and Curry meet up in the Western Conference Final.
See, but how do you make that happen? And I appreciate that from Detroit. So this is a couple of things. Like, he wouldn't even have to announce that he was from Detroit. Like, we're accustomed and used to hearing Jalen say, what up, though?
Yeah, what up, though?
But another word that Detroiters always use is at the end, is like how you ended. It's basically a verbal period. He said, you feel me? Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me. It ain't you feel me.
Yeah, it's feel me.
It's all three words.
That means I'm done talking. Yeah.
It's all three words together.
Feel me?
It's not you feel me.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Feel me?
Feel me?
Yeah.
It's like it got a little bit of Southern twang to it. You know what I mean? But a little bit. So I appreciate that. Appreciate the 313 checking in on the show. We need your support, baby.
And hey, he brings up something that, as I said, the Lakers scenario is actually a really interesting one. Because you reunite Kyrie and LeBron together where Kyrie didn't want to be part of it anymore. Yeah.
And he's still going to be Robin.
But it's another chance. Yeah, but if you put him with AD and LeBron like that, now he's got to want to play.
Yeah.
But that scenario makes more sense.
He'll do all that and Anthony Davis hurt his ankle, won't play.
just.
You feel me?
Can you feel me? Right. Like Anthony Davis. My goodness. Could you just
I keep I keep thinking he's Samuel Jackson, man. Unbreakable, man. Just like, achoo, oh, I just cracked my floating rib.
The L5 just popped out. He has really gotten to that point. But the scenario, like I said, I shot down the one scenario to New York. The Knick thing doesn't make any sense on any level. But the Laker one, maybe that one does make sense. How do you make it work? Your calls in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Where you going, man?
I thought we were on a break.
you forgot where we were in the show, feel me? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. And we want you to tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. It brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. It's presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Hey, Bart, speaking of reporters, you're going to ask me later in the show what a reporter does in the offseason, what he focuses on in the offseason, because I know you always are the one that has to do the top five list.
Yeah.
I got a top five list.
You got a top five
list? It's the top five headlines I'm following this offseason.
Nice.
Stories that I would have to check in on all the time to make sure that I'm ahead of the game. I'll let you know what those stories are. We'll do that a little bit later on the show. But we got calls. Lots of them. We need to get to them. Let's continue. Tyron's in New Haven. I can't hit five. Tyron.
Fifth.
Tyron.
Hey, what's up?
What's good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gotcha.
Hey, before I start, man, I just want to let you guys know my favorite all-time show on ESPN Radio, Bart and Han. Bart, you bring a whole lot of Connecticut to the radio. Thanks, man. But 2 points. The Golden State Warriors, I got them penned in for two more. I think Kuminga and Poole are the replacements and the guys that become that Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
And don't forget, veterans always take a minimum, man. You know, you're talking about people out there like, you know, remember, they did it with JaVale McGee for 2 years. I mean, they brought JaVale
I'm not worried about – see, Tyron, I'm not worried about the money. Because the Warriors have already proven they'll spend. They don't care. They'll spend it over the tax.
Yeah.
Not my problem. Like if you have a problem in a small market, sorry. Yeah. We'll pay the luxury tax because we want to keep winning. But if you have your core and they're in their 30s, but they're still capable, which is what Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and Tim Duncan were still doing. But you got to have.
Right.
Now, is it James Wiseman?
I think it's Wiseman.
I didn't even mention him either.
I think is it Moody? Like, this is the whole thing.
I think it's Wiseman and Kuminga.
Wiseman and Kuminga.
I think it's Wiseman and Kuminga.
Let me tell you something. And that the way they developed there, there's no reason to think, like, okay, if you take those two guys and elevate them and they become all-star level players, then of course they could win another one.
Can Wiseman become Boogie Cousins in his prime? Because he has that type of skill set. He can shoot the three. He can dribble. He's not like a just big. He's not a plotter.
He's more of a modern big man.
Yeah, he's a modern big man. Can he be like Evan Mobley?
Got to get healthy first.
Yeah, can he be Evan Mobley? We don't even say anything about Moody. Let's see who they retain, though, because they have to make some decisions. And I think they lose Looney. Uh-huh. And I think I can see them elevating Wiseman, but bringing a guy in like JaVale McGee back.
It's like instead of attracting a veteran to like they did with Kid. They just got to get some of their young guys
to elevate.
To elevate, and I think they get another one. Only if they do that.
I would bring
Jamel
McGee back too.
Jose's in Brooklyn. Jose,
hey fellas, how y'all doing today?
What's good, man?
I'm good, man. So Kyrie Irving, absolutely not. If your ex girlfriend broke your car windows and scratched your car in an argument, guess what she'll do to my car if I were to get with her? You always look at what the person is. If you want to know what they're going to be, absolutely not. If you can move up in the draft and get this kid from Purdue, I think is his name.
Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, you could go ahead and get it, but absolutely not. You don't ignore what a man has shown in the way the messy exits that he has.
And you know what, Jose? And you know what, Jose, too? Off your point, it's not just Brooklyn. Look at Boston.
Yeah, they hate him in Boston.
The way things went down in Boston.
Jason
the players
Tatum
don't
might,
hate him.
Jason Tatum might be cool with him. But
the players don't hate him, but you could just see that organization was like, we got to get him out of
here. Some of them did. What's the dude that went down? Rozier?
Yeah.
Like, Rozier wanted to punch him in his face.
Yeah, like to me, you got to look at, and also you got to know where you are. Ernesto in Jersey. Ernesto.
Alan.
What's good, man?
It's been a while. This is Ernesto from Jersey, if you remember me.
I know you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, man.
Where the hell you been?
He's in Florida now.
Sir, I relocated to Florida, sir. I semi-retired, and I'm here enjoying the weather. And
We're huge in Fort Myers.
Man, yes.
Oh, sir, I'm still listening. I still put the podcast on. I never miss a time. You're my hometown fellas, man. I'm never going to – even if I go away, you're never going to be away from me. You're always going to be there with me. Now, let's get back to this Flatlander. There is no way this is just rhetoric. This is just out there just to get his posture or to get his poise or get his money, because there's no way the Knicks, if everything right now, the boat is going the right direction. Please don't go off course and get this guy. There is no reason for this. We got this fourth pick, and I think we should, not the fourth round pick, but the 11th, what pick do we have?
The 11th. You have the 11th pick.
The 11th pick.
And you got to try to trade up to and four. Get the, yes.
Get up to afford to get Payton, right? To get Payton?
No, to get Ivy.
Ivy. You want Ivy to point guard from Purdue.
Ivy, yeah. And that's a better move. This guy has not proven in 3 years or 2 years that he wants to play basketball. Why would you try to recommit to this guy? Listen, the Nets went into this guy and went in for the money. Let him sink with it. Why are we trying to get them? Why are we trying to save him a life? Why are we trying to throw him a life preserver? Please, why are we throwing him a life preserver? Me as a Knicks fan, look, and I saw what you're talking about on Twitter, that there was actually some fans that want this to happen. Listen, I don't know what they're smoking. They better stop it. They better get off of it, get on rehab or something, because this guy is no good. He's a detriment to the word team basketball. He's not the team player you guys want. Guys, have a good day.
All right, thank you, Ernesto.
Right, because I feel like you empower R.J. Barrett by giving him a young point guard to grow with, right, and they can grow and mature. Even if Ivy Sillin may be 100%. Higher, even if Ivy Sillin is higher than R.J. Barrett because he's been here and R.J. Barrett does everything the right way, works hard. I mean, could you imagine, like, if you just build with that, and then I think if Ivy can be what we think he can be, which is like a version of Ja Morant, explosive, you know, a little bit thicker than Ja Morant, you know, finish, if he can play defense and learn that,
yeah,
he will attract a third star.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it's staying young versus getting a star that kind of makes you more relevant. Yep. But you got to consider the star's recent background and the ability to put up with that with a franchise that is the last thing a franchise wants is any more controversy and drama. Coming up, speaking of which, we revisit Bart's take that's making the rounds in the sports world. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.